20 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. There will be no government shutdown after all. President Biden signed the bill after Republicans and Democrats in the Senate passed a 45-day continuing resolution. It includes disaster relief funds, an extension on a federal flood insurance program, and FAA reauthorization, but no Ukraine aid. Correspondent Tom Foti.
Congress avoided the threatened partial government shutdown about 4 hours before it was expected to happen.
I have very good news for the country. Democrats and Republicans have come to an agreement, and the government will remain open.
Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, before an overwhelming bipartisan vote on a bill passed earlier by the House for a 45-day spending extension. Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell.
With just a few hours spare, the Senate is now in a position to prevent a harmful and unnecessary government shutdown.
Which it did. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Residents in a central Illinois town can now go back to their homes after they had to evacuate for about 24 hours due to an ammonia leak from a truck crash. A father and two young kids are among five dead in the accident. Tutopolis Fire Chief Tim McMahon.
The tanker was carrying anhydrous ammonia and began leaking after it was rolled over in the ditch.
New York City is cleaning up after a record rainfall causing flash flooding throughout the city. CBS New York's Christy Kalishian from Bronxville.
James Serra lost several appliances when floodwaters reached the basement ceiling of the home he's renting out.
There's nothing you could do unless I had a big umbrella.
There was little these nearby Yonkers residents could do when a mudslide came down on cars in the Frank Pepe Pizzeria parking lot. No one was hurt.
The mudslide came down here, picked up the employees' cars, moved them across the parking lot, and damaged some of them.
Bronxville police report at least 100 cars were destroyed in Friday's floods.
A day after the third expansion of the UAW's strike against the big three automakers, the union's president, Sean Fain, makes an appearance on the picket line at Toledo's Jeep complex.
These corporations, they want to put the fear out there now that if we get what we're asking for, it's going to kill the companies and kill the business. No, it's not.
People have started celebrating former President Jimmy Carter's 99th birthday, which is Sunday. They attended a public party at the Carter Library in Georgia. Danielle Price says she shares something special with Mr. Carter.
I just want to tell Jimmy Carter how much that we love him. And I feel especially honored because I share a birthday with President Jimmy Carter.
A week ago, the former president and his wife Rosalind appeared at the Plains Peanut Festival in his hometown. This just in, no Powerball winner, which means it now climbs to $1.04 billion. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Dive into true crime on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on Forensic Files and Dateline 24/7. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. Accuracy matters, so make Exergen the chosen thermometer for your home and family. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Welcome to the Continental.
From the world of John Wick comes a Peacock original three-part event that takes us back to 1970s New York. The Continental.
This institution wields power beyond your imagination.
Let's take this house and everything that comes with it.
The Continental, from the world of John Wick. Streaming now.
And away we go.
Only on Peacock.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 63. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 85. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 60. Dry with temps well above average Monday and Tuesday and highs in the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 65.
Oh,
Local music. That is brand new Slow Pulp. That is cool, Jimmy K. It's so good. Wow. So check it out. The name of the album is called Yard. You can grab it. It's all over the streamers. If you want to grab the album or maybe just put it in your MP3 player, if that's still a thing, Bandcamp is your friend. Go to Bandcamp and search for Slow Pulp. So this this particular album, it was recorded in Chicago, Illinois. The engineer mixed, produced by Henry Stoller, mastered by Greg Obis at the Chicago Mastering Service, and vocal engineering and editing by Michael Massey.
Of course!
Dad!
Oh!
How
that
cool is that?
So great.
Wow. And
yeah.
They're going to be on tour. I mean, they're Wednesday, October 4th, they're going to be in Milwaukee at the back room at Collectivo. That's a cool little venue in downtown.
It is a great venue.
Anyway, but they're starting a tour. They're playing Milwaukee. Yep. Then they're off to Denver, Salt Lake City, Seattle, Vancouver. And then they're going across the pond to do Europe all over the place.
And if you look at some of those European shows, they're sold out
They
already.
Are.
I mean, incredible. Wow.
How does this band, what do they do? I mean, they're literally
make music?
They're literally out of high school, I think, right?
Well, they did win Rockonson.
They won Rockonson,
So that helped launch them a little bit, which is the whole idea behind Rockonson. But I think what they've done is go out to California and work really hard with some good people in the industry. And of course, Michael Massey, the dad. He's still got some great connections out there.
Well, and they're good.
Yes.
They stand
behind what they're doing. Yes.
Amazing.
Can.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
I know. Don't you feel proud?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they're from Madison.
I know.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight. I'm Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker and Terry Barr.
Hello.
We got plenty of show on the way, Rocker. What do we got on the agenda?
Coming up next, Jimmy, is Simple Company. Kurt is here from Simple Company. We're going to hear about their new singles and releases and maybe even hear a bit of a brand new song premiered here on Max Inc. Radio. And then tonight in the Lair, After August, a couple of guys from After August are going to be in here performing and talking about their band, telling us stuff. And then Jimmy,
Max Inc. Heavy.
Yes. After 10 p.m.
Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock.
Always.
So we were talking earlier about doing things on a bye week when your football team is not playing, you know, when your football team has a bye week. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
You can call or text.
Yeah, call or text in
we
the Civic
text.
Media app.
We
yeah.
love it.
Jimmy, you know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be making some Concord grape jam.
Dude,
because
that stuff
it is harvest season, and I've got a lot of grapes to process and pick them all. So I'm glad, you know, the Packers played Thursday. And not glad they lost. But
yeah.
Oh, that was a horrible game. I'm sorry.
It's going to be a jam day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, we are getting texts. I just said, let's get some texts. This is great. This is from someone listening to WAUK. That's in
Waukesha.
Listening on the Shaw. That was a great interview. So we're talking about the gentleman who was Wade Wood from Honeybee Cannabis Company. I love talking about the bees. So that was fascinating. And right before that, we also had a comment from someone listening on WMDX.
That's the Madison station.
And it said, guys, you got to have this man go on civic media during weekday programming, too, because I love how he's talking about the novice of being a flower farmer, bees, putting it all together. This is my passion.
It's such a great story.
It is. I love it. It really is. So thanks for your texts. Keep them coming, and we love to hear from you.
And now apparently we can text people back, so I'm going to experiment. Oh, you're doing it?
Unless you go ahead.
Well, I was going to try texting somebody back and say, we're here.
That can be dangerous.
Yeah, I think maybe I'll do it.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us in the Civic Media app. Tunes on the way. I got that new Rain Stern. Welcome home, Rain Stern. We'll get that on in a couple minutes. Right now, brand new Sam Lyons. He was in the Devil's Lair just a couple weeks ago. The podcast is available right now at MaxIncRadio.com. Here's his song, Washco, on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Steps back, three steps forward, and you know where it's at, and you know what to go for. You can keep those things. I don't need none of your strings. I'll be your stepping stone. I'm your stepping stone.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Time.
choices that they make by others. Cause we have really a touch the world.
Civic Media. That's the brand new one from Rain Stern. The title track, actually, to her new CD called Welcome Home. Really, really good stuff. Be sure to follow Rain Stern on social medias and get the new, I don't know if it's available for download, but you can definitely stream it on the Spotify's and stuff like that. People Brothers Band before that, Stepping Stone. No shows on the books for the People Brothers Band. They had a pretty busy summer, though. And before that, Sam Lyons. Brand new stuff from him. He's actually at the Hidden Cave, Cider in Middleton right now, playing his show. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker and Terry Barr. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we got Kurt from Simple Company. We're going to have a chat with him and debut some brand new music. I do want to tell you about a great show, brand new here on Civic Media, Friday nights, 10 to midnight. It's Mad Unity. It's a really cool show with house, techno, drums, bass, dubstep, EDM. It's a really cool show. It's mixed right here. There's some YouTube stuff you can follow along. Cosmo Brown and Frequency. You can hear it Friday nights, 10 p.m. to midnight on Mad Radio 92.7 and across the Civic Media Radio app.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store. Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison. And online at theupsstore.com.
It's so hot. Wait.
Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. How you doing, everybody? That was Simple Company, and the song is called Minimum Wage. Hey, don't forget, check out the Max Inc. Radio website right now. There's a ton of podcasts, and if you're just tuning in or just getting out of your car and got to go to work or do whatever, You can listen to this very show again tomorrow, 6 to midnight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network, Rocker.
Jimmy, Simple Company, they're a rock trio based out of southwestern Wisconsin, blending classic rock with the lyrics of a modern generation. So here to give us a complex explanation of the concept of Simple Company is singer and guitarist Kurt Kiefer. Kurt, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Woo! We just heard that song. Wow.
What, am I right? It's a thumper.
It is. Oh, I like that's a great description.
A little
thumper.
Tribute to, I mentioned this to you off air. Uh-huh. Should I ask you that?
Yeah, you can.
Well, I was outside listening to the app, and I was like, Purple Haze.
Yep. Yeah, it's got switched up a little of the chords, but it's got that influence pretty hard in there.
Then it went in. I like the vocals on that song.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Thumping, banging, whatever you want to call it. But for listeners now who are tuned in and they may not be familiar with Simple Company, tell us a little bit about the band and maybe the backstory, too. How did this all come together?
So, yeah, Simple Company, we're just a three-piece. It's myself, Kurt Kiefer, on guitars and vocals. And then we have Noah Kelchelski on the bass, and then Jacob Lamantia on the drums. Pretty much, we kind of started because of COVID.
Oh, gosh.
The bands we were in kind of just fell apart. And so then we were like, you know what? We've been in some country bands. We've been in some blues bands. Let's start a rock band. Let's do it how it should be done. Let's kind of do the ode to the old classics and everything, and just those big guitar solos, big drums, and just really play it like we made it.
I think you nailed it.
Ah, thanks.
Wow, that was really good.
Now, you know, you've recently been in Megatone Studios with producer Paul Schluter.
Oh, yeah. I love Schluter,
And recently you released the single we just heard, Minimum Wage. Tell us about your Megatone recording sessions, and are you going to be releasing this as an album or vinyl? I know Jimmy wants to know about the vinyl, but off air we're talking about how you're doing distribution mainly through CD Baby. So kind of talk about all that stuff.
Yeah, so currently what we've been doing is, in previous bands that I was in, we released albums, and we realized that, like, with the albums, it just didn't gain as much traction. Kind of the market now is a lot of singles. So the plan is like through Megatone, we've been releasing, like, we did an EP to start out with four songs. And then now with this Minimum Wage is our newest single. And then we're going to be releasing November 3rd with Rain. And then the plan is to, we have a couple other songs in the writing process. And then hopefully once we get between 8 and 10 songs together, then we'll be releasing an album and hopefully putting it on vinyl. Because everybody likes that scratchy old vinyl. Yes. It's just got that warm sound.
It is hot again.
What was it like working with Schluter over at Megatone?
Oh, it was awesome. Like, he knows his stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, he digs down the dirt. Like when I'm playing, well, myself being a guitar player, he's a guitar player as well. So it's like you're playing, and he's like, hey, could you do it one more time? Maybe just another time. So he pushes you kind of to your limit, brings out the best in you, perfect recording and everything. And I have to also shout out Daniel Cochium. I'm going to butcher his last name. He's the one that mastered it. Oh, and between him and Paul, just an awesome
He's
sound
at Megatone
song.
As well, or?
He's somebody that Paul kind of works with just for the mastering process.
I got to ask you, did you feel, because you're a three-piece, you said, was Schluter harder on you because you are the guitar player? Do you think?
Maybe. no. I mean, I never asked him.
Okay.
I think Paul's equally hard on everybody.
Well, that makes it sound really good.
Oh, yeah.
On the same topic of Megatone Studios, Elizabeth Berry is recording new music right now. Mm-hmm. And of course, Elizabeth Berry and Paul, they're husband and wife. Yeah. So can you imagine how hard he is on her?
That would be kind of brutal.
Kurt, be thankful you're not married to Schluter.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go home after that, like, with him. Like, I don't know. Could be a rough day.
For the next year, we shall not live together. Jeez. Oh, we're going to take a little clip here. Is that right, Jimmy K?
Yeah.
You got it ready?
Tell us about this song.
Yeah.
Okay, so the newest clip. So this is a song we're releasing November 3rd.
Okay.
So this one is a song called Rain. It's basically about kind of when times got you down and everything, and there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And so it's just kind of a song of like hope and rising up and kind of going against the odds and just beating the world.
And this song doesn't come out until November. I have it. I've listened to it 4 times already today.
Oh, yeah. Of course, Jimmy. Of course.
But all right. So let's hear the clip.
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's
Simple
hear it.
Company and Rain.
Yeah, that's
just rain.
Oh,
that's
man.
All
Are you,
you
going to come back before the November 3rd release?
If you'll have me.
Darn.
I'll be back.
Okay, now you got me hooked. I like that.
That's a great, I love that song because I always love songs that have really good hooks in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that song, the vocal, the guitar is just so good.
Yes.
Yeah, I got to give a shout out to Jordan Ayler. She's the one doing the backup vocals
Sounded
on that
good.
Song.
Yeah. And of course, Jordan's sitting right here. Yeah, yep. Jordan!
Hey, what's coming up in the future for Simple Company, and how do we keep up with you and your shows online?
So, yeah, so we've got a couple shows. Right now, kind of with the band, the original drummer, he has since moved to Nashville. So we actually have a new drummer. Will Wilkerson. So we've been kind of working on some new material and everything. Right now, just me solo as Simple Company.
Oh, don't say just me. Just come on.
Some
now.
Scheduling things. So going to be at the garage on October 7th.
Where's that?
Yeah.
So that is in Preston, Iowa. So it's a little town, like if you're going to just the Quad Cities, if you make a hard right, you run right into it.
Cool. Sounds scary, like Texas or something.
The other one
Those
is...
Those were easy directions.
The other one's pretty close to Preston. It's in Monmouth, Iowa, which we'll be playing there 8 to 11. It's also on the way to the Quad Cities as
Got
well.
It. Got
and so
it.
Your band is based in southwestern Wisconsin. What,
yes.
What city out there?
So pretty much we're based out of kind of... We always say around Platteville, technically Calamine. It's a town that nobody's ever heard
say
of.
Grand County.
Not me. So, yeah.
Oh, Jimmy.
Grand County. Oh, Jimmy.
Jimmy's
knows.
Probably camped there.
Love Grand County.
Well, then the three of you playing together now, how do you find each other then?
So we used to, actually, the original band, we used to be in a band called Caitlin Wolf, and it was a country band.
Yeah.
And so we played, and then, of course, when COVID happened, that band, she moved to Nashville to
Got
pursue
it.
Music.
Yeah.
And so we kind of talked, and we're like, hey, let's do a rock band. And so then they're kind of from all over, and we just kind of met around Platteville.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
That's music, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so
Now,
good.
What was that website?
So the website is simplecompanyband.com.
Perfect.
Kurt, thank you so much for coming in today. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This sounds so good, and I can't wait to see you guys play on stage.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to play a new song. We got permission to play this one. This is called Dying Generation.
Ooh.
Tell us about this song.
So, yeah, this song, this is kind of, again, kind of our theme for our music is kind of rising up and just kind of going against the norm. And so this is kind of the whole theme with the dying generation is like, let the old past be the past and let the new be the new and just embrace it.
Just Love embrace it. Love it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kurt. Appreciate
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Simple Company live on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
A man for a penny for his thoughts.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
A one, a two, a Milwaukee. I said a four, a five. I don't want to be alive. Yeah, the girls dress like boys here in the city. Yeah, the nightlife is dead here in this town. There ain't much left. You leave me no choice. Oh, no, no, no. You make me wanna leave. Milwaukee! The girls are rude. The boys are crude. Hey! I don't wanna hear about your
in Pacific Media. We are local music. Hey, thanks to Kurt for coming in from Simple Company.
That was awesome. Oh my gosh, you and I both feel the same. Yeah. That was some great music.
Good stuff.
And fun guy. I want him to come back and allow us to play that entire song of
yes.
Rain.
Absolutely. Hey, real quick, my 20th anniversary, Mrs. K and I's 20th wedding anniversary is coming up. In mid-October.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about going to Milwaukee for like a night.
Do it!
And now I really want to after hearing the alternative radio song.
That was great. All those little Milwaukee references in that song.
No
That's
doubt.
Fun. Yeah. You know what you could do? You guys could play a game, like do a scavenger hunt, write down the song, and then go and find every little thing that they mention in the song.
That's a great idea.
And then come back and tell us all about it.
Look at that. Terry Barr planning the wedding anniversary party in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Your wife's going to be mad.
I love it. I think she'll like it. She likes scavenger hunts.
Okay, cool.
Hey, we got a double dip of Jaden James just around the corner.
Yeah.
She has some new music out, and she has a show in Madison.
Wait.
My butt will be there. I guarantee it. Jaden James.
Nice.
She's awesome.
Yes.
Right now, we got Kelsey Miles just around the corner. And right now, a new song from Kaylin Cole, Working on Working It, Max Inc. Radio.
You're making changes, but I'm getting tired of waiting around. I see your mouth moving, but that's all you're doing. Don't see many reasons to stay in this house. So you do what you do best. But I'm working on packing my bags. You just keep working on nothing but Jack. You're mind.
wanna get hard and I feel so down. But I've gone restless, ran out of patience, and I'm slamming that pedal to the ground. When I'm done working on packing my bags, you just keep working on nothing but Jack. You're gonna miss me when you're a tipsy, but I'll be long, long gone before that. There ain't no changing it, I made up my mind. Something you never did time after time. I've been driving down I-65. Well, you keep working on, working on.
You'll just keep working on nothing but Jack. You're gonna miss me when you're tipsy, but I'll be long, long gone before that. There ain't no changing it, I made up my mind. Something you never did time after time. I'll be driving down I-65 while you keep working on, working on.
Hey, this is Kelsey Miles, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
I'm
fool me again.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit SmileTrain.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.